As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. Schedule release last night. We've dug into it. We'll dig into it in the 9 o'clock hour still. You know, there's some of you coming in late. Want to hear our takes on the schedule. We will get you up to speed. Now, Cynthia Freeland of the NFL Network, she's sort of their one of their analytics people. Does a lot of the, you know, computer projections and things like that for the NFL. And so she's run the numbers, Seth, on win projections. Now that we know the when, because the when does matter with this NFL schedule. When you play these games does affect the handicapping on these games. What is the win projection total, according to the computers, for the Texans, and where do they stack up in the AFC? So I'm going to start at the top here and see when we get to the Texans and see how many of these teams ahead of them are actually on their schedule, too. The team with the highest win projection total, according to the computers in the AFC, is the Baltimore Ravens at 11.6. And I know that they didn't play in the AFC title game last year, and that a lot of people may think Buffalo or Kansas City are better teams than Baltimore. I feel similar to you, and I felt this way last year, which is that Kansas City might be the team that's 15-2. Buffalo might be the team that has the 2 seed.
Yeah.
Baltimore is the team that can their A game is the best A game out there. Like, their A game kicks the ass of any other team's A game out there.
And Baltimore's defense improved as the year went along last year, too. So that's an interesting dynamic is, all right, do they have a better defense throughout the entire season this year? And, yeah, of all the – if you did the old, like, hey, if you got to pick one of your teammates to be with you in a bar fight, who would it be? The Ravens have more guys like that on their team.
Yes, the Ravens are one
collective. And probably the only one where the quarterback is one of them.
Correct,
you know? Yeah. The physicality of the Ravens is just a notch above a lot of the other elite teams.
Yep. Buffalo is second at 11.4 wins projected. Texans play Buffalo as well. Kansas City, third, 11.2. I wonder how many times in the last 6-7 years, Kansas City's been third in this exercise in the AFC.
So far, these are all in lockstep with the actual Vegas win totals, too. So no big surprises. She uses a lot of the GPS tracking data and everything, and a lot of stuff that maybe is kind of proprietary to the NFL. So for whatever it's worth, she's in lockstep with Vegas on
what the Vegas win totals are for each of these teams? Okay. So far. Yeah, so far. So Kansas City, 11.2. Denver is fourth at 9.5. projected wins, which I think is their Vegas total exactly.
That is their Vegas total, but if that's the fourth in the NFL, then yeah.
Fourth in the AFC.
Fourth in the AFC, yeah. Though, then yeah, she's going to start to diverge a little bit, I'm guessing.
Okay, so, and by the way, Denver also on the Texans schedule.
Right.
So these are all...
Yeah, and Denver's going to be fascinating. I can't wait for the Texans to play Denver. There's so much actual grudgery from Texans fans, and that, you know, Sean Payton, Sean Payton got money whipped by the Broncos and then acted like he was the guy the entire time and acted like he didn't know what they were talking about when supposedly the Broncos also wanted D'Amico Ryans. No, they never told me that. No, they wanted D'Amico.
Week 9, they play the Broncos at NRG Stadium. So that's Denver is fourth. So far, all these teams are on the Texans schedule. Fifth, Chargers. 9.3. Seth, are they on the Texans schedule?
That's what. Yes.
Indeed they are. Yes, the Chargers are. Sixth, finally, Cincinnati Bengals, 9.1. They are not on the Texans schedule as of right now. Maybe in the playoffs. Who knows? And then finally, seventh on the list, the Houston Texans.
Smack dab in the middle, Sean.
Smack dab in the middle. Not getting too far ahead. Not falling too far behind.
Now Vegas has the Texans winning 9.5 games, so this is an insult since they know your computers
slap
have insulted
in the face.
Me.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Slap in the face.
Honestly, if I were a computer, which I know a lot of people wonder, like, is Seth a computer or a human? Because my God, he never messes anything up. If I were a computer, I'd have a hard time looking at the Texans and knowing exactly what to make of that offense. I feel reasonably confident if I'm a computer about the defense, but that offense has got a rejiggered offensive line. You got two rookies that might factor heavily at wide receiver in the receiving game. You got CJ Stroud. Just looking at the numbers, it was not nearly as impressive a performance last year compared to the first year. So from a computer's point of view, 9 wins feels about right if you take in the quality of the defense against all these unknowns on offense.
Yeah, the thing that really helps the Texans, because you may say to yourself, 9 wins? It means 9-8? Like, is that going to be good enough? Well, here's the thing you need to remember. The other teams in the AFC South, Jacksonville, 7.7 wins. Indianapolis, 7.6 wins. Tennessee, 5.8 wins.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, the Texans still have the seventh toughest schedule based on Vegas win totals right now. Yeah. That always changes, and every year there's a few schedules that look awful at the beginning, and they end up being easy. But that's where, like, 9.5 wins for the Texans by Vegas, that's going against one of the tougher schedules in the league.
Yes.
And that's where some of these games, for one, you got to take care of business in the AFC South. But you look at the teams that are projected winners in the league this year, that are on the Texans schedule. I mean, you've got the Ravens, you've got the Chiefs, you've got the Bills, you've got the Rams, you've got the Bucks, you've got the Broncos, the Chargers. Like, there's, and some of those are on the road. Like, those opponents make up for the fact that you're also playing the AFC South.
They cross over with the AFC West and the NFC West this year. Those are the two divisions that they play outside of the AFC South. They play the full complement of teams. This is a bad year to get both of those divisions on your schedule. I would say, look, the three of the teams in the AFC West are playoff teams and are projected to have more wins than you already. We just outlined that. Kansas City, Denver, and the Chargers. Those are good football teams. The Raiders, by virtue of trading for Geno Smith, removed themselves from at least being a joke, you would think. So that's a harder putt than it was before the offseason. And then the NFC West, there's no killer in the NFC West, but there's no sad sack in the NFC West either. It's not like the NFC South, where it feels like the last few years, there's two or three teams that could be vying for the first pick in the draft. San Francisco is probably going to be better than they were last year at 6-11 just by staying healthy. Seattle is a competitive team that you're playing Monday night on the road. The Rams are a playoff team. And the Arizona Cardinals were 8-9 last year. They're not a joke. You get them at home, but they're not a joke by any means.
You know, the 49ers are the team that's interesting because I see the biggest gap between people and their power rankings and it may be their projected win totals. And then
as a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Actual Vegas win total, because the Vegas win total is 10.5.
Yeah,
but the 49ers by Vegas win total have the easiest schedule right now, and that could change, but as of right now they've got the easiest schedule. And so it's interesting that Cynthia Freuland she has the 49ers winning 9.9 games.
Interesting.
Compared to the Vegas win total of 10.5.
Yeah, this is where the 49ers get helped by having a bad season. They finished last in their division last year.
Yeah.
So their three variable games are all going to be against last place teams in other divisions. You know, the three games that depend on your record. And they cross over with the AFC South, which other than the Texans, was bad teams last year, you know?
That's one of the emotional grudge matches. Big games on the schedule, 49ers versus the Texans. You got the whole D'Amico factor and anybody else in the organization who's in San Francisco. Don't let that little nerd Kyle Shanahan eat your lunch, D'Amico.
Nope.
All right? He thinks, I was his boss one day. No, I think D'Amico might be older than Kyle.
Did Slowick go back to San Francisco? Where did Slowick go?
No, he went to Miami.
He went to Miami, that's right. He's working for McDaniel. That's right.
Or something
that's right.
Like that. Yeah.
I'm thinking of Robert Saleh went back
Robert
to San Francisco.
Robert Saleh is the defensive coordinator, and he brought somebody else went to San Francisco, too. John Weeks.
John Weeks did. Okay, so did you see Garrett, our former web guy, sent us a question about John Weeks? Not a single mention. This is when we were going through the schedule earlier. Garrett got mad at us. Not a single mention of the return of Texans legend John Weeks in Week 8, eh? Do they show a highlight reel? Now, here's the thing. I think John Weeks is 100% worthy of a highlight video. I also think that a highlight video of a long snapper is a tough thing to put together, you know?
Yeah, that's really, really tough. I guess, it would
running,
be big
running
kicks.
Down on coverage, yeah.
No, that possibly some of the, that would be fun, some of the tackles he's made. But then also, just the big kicks in history through various different kickers, that would be good.
You know what it's going to be full of? And I say this with I say this with the utmost respect. It's going to be full of some of the charity things he's done. It's going to be John Weeks out at his toy spending spree that he does for kids at Target. It's going to be John Weeks. Probably did some stuff with the firehouses here in Houston, because before becoming a football player, he was ready to become a fireman. So it'll probably be a lot of the charity stuff. But yes, John Weeks.
Also, for a long snapper, I get stressed out for long snappers when they're backed up and they have to punt.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like an 11-yard snap.
Yeah.
Everything's got to be perfect then, because you got to get it off quickly.
That'll make for a good
copy. One of those, that's how I'm putting my request out right now.
Yeah.
One of those, and then a few of the big clutch field goal moments.
Yes.
And then a couple of his tackles on special teams, whichever ones were most impressive. Yes.
Sprinkle in a little charity, and there you go. You get your John Weeks video. You're welcome, Texans social media team, for Week 8. There you go.
Was there ever a long field goal attempt that went short and the defense tried to return it?
I don't know.
Because that's just for the novelty of it, I'd like to see it. Even if Weeks didn't make the tackle, I just want the novelty of
it. Dude, he was here for 18 or 15 or however many years it was. There had to be one somewhere along the way, right?
That's where NFL offensive linemen are their laziest on those long field goals.
Yeah.
Because what you're supposed to do on a long field goal like that, because the defense can return it if it's short, you're supposed to cover.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to run down like you're on punt team.
Yep.
Those fat SOBs never want to do it. And then every now and then when there's a big return, people are like, oh my gosh, can you believe that? You can't expect these guys to tackle that. No, you can expect them to at least jog 30 yards to be in position to make the play.
Dude, I love that you chose violence today. I love it. You just, man. Between Indy and offensive linemen, Seth Payne is taking no prisoners today. All right, Astros, they get a big win. They took no prisoners, at least from the seventh inning on last night. Clutch win. How's Joe Espada feeling about Jeremy Pena? How are we feeling about Jeremy Pena right now? Is he getting into the All-Star chat? We will talk about that. Hit some Astros. We'll do that coming up next.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe for whatever happens next. Grab Kleenex.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.